This is an Aero News Touch and Go with Aviation News in Brief for August 24th. I'm Paul Plack. The National Association of Flight Instructors is warning that something like California Assembly Bill 48, which mandated crippling new fees and reporting requirements for flight schools in California, may be coming to Arizona. The Northeast Florida town of Fernandina Beach has lost a court battle with its airport's FBO, McGill Aviation, and may owe the company as much as $2 million. The Airline Pilots Association has told the FAA there's value in allowing air traffic controllers to sit in with flight crews on simulator training. A de Havilland Beaver with a pilot and three park rangers on board remains missing in southwest Alaska. The U.S. Coast Guard is assisting in the search for the plane, which was on a flight that should have taken less than an hour Saturday. The NTSB has issued a preliminary report on a Super Cub that went down in deteriorating weather in Alaska August 12th. In an accident that claimed two lives. A second Super Cub, which was following, turned back and landed safely. Investigators say the crash and loss of a Predator in California in April was a case of a military student pilot who got too slow for the aircraft configuration and stalled the UAV on approach. The loss was $3.7 million, but no humans were harmed. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad stood on a stage Sunday and said Iran's first long-range UAV will be used against aggressors in the Islamic Republic. SpaceX says its Dragon spacecraft has successfully demonstrated operation of its parachute-based recovery system in a drop test from 14,000 feet off the California coast. And college interns are being credited by NASA for coming up with a way to recover the Orion crew exploration vehicle at sea using ping pong balls. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the Kestrel turboprop, present and past. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.